Listeners Special. In the name of God, the All-Compassionate, the All-Merciful. Shalom, dear listeners, and warm greetings to you all. Welcome to another edition of Listeners Special on this Sunday, March 31st, 2024. I'm Atef Erfani, hosting this program today. And as tomorrow, April 1st, corresponds with the 21st of the holy month of Ramadan, I, on behalf of all IRIB English Radio staff, express my condolences to you on the martyrdom anniversary of the Commander of the Faithful and the first infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him. You may know, Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through your emails, your letters, and your messages. So, please contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcast. Tell us which program or programs you like the best. And if you have any message for our listeners around the world, you can record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard in this program. And as usual, we've received reception reports from around the world, this time from Harald Seuss from Austria, from Bala Murali from India, and from Najmuddin from Bangladesh. All of them are old and loyal listeners. So, Najmuddin, Bala Murali, and Harald Seuss, thank you very much for your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. We just wanted you to know how much we value your support and commitment to our radio. And we've received emails from around the world, this time from Malik Allah Bachaya from Pakistan. Here we've received an email from Lu Dacheng from China, and Harald Seuss from Austria has sent us a piece of email. Later during the program, I will read these emails. Welcome back. This is another edition of Listeners Special. Undoubtedly, visiting holy and religious places gives us a special calm and peace in the heart. For many years, Iran has been a perfect destination for Muslims from all around the world, having housed some of the most beautiful, stunning shrines in its chest. In Iran, we have many religious sites, just like the holy shrine of Imam Reza, peace upon him, in Mashhad, Shah Abdul Azim Shrine in Ray, Shah Chiragh in Shiraz, Imam Zadeh Saleh Shrine in Tehran, and so many other places. And this time, I've decided to introduce you the holy shrine of Lady Fatima Masume, peace upon her, in the holy city of Qom, which after Imam Reza's shrine is the largest religious pilgrimage site in Iran. Now, before talking about the holy shrine of Lady Fatima Masume, peace upon her, let's read a piece of email from Malik Allah Bachaya from Pakistan. Malik Allah Bachaya says, "Dear staff, English radio service programs play a crucial role in disseminating information about the world to listeners across the globe. Your programs serve as a vital source of news, analysis, and cultural exchange, fostering understanding and connectivity among diverse communities. Moreover, English service radio programs offer in-depth analysis and commentary on various global issues, providing listeners with valuable insights and perspectives. through interviews with experts, policymakers, and eyewitnesses, whether discussing conflicts, diplomatic negotiations, or socioeconomic trends, these programs help audiences grasp the intricacies of global dynamics. In addition to news and analysis, English service programs also promote cultural exchange and understanding. Through features, documentaries, and interviews with artists, writers, and cultural figures from diverse backgrounds, these programs showcase the richness and diversity of human experience. Overall, IRIB English radio programs play a vital role in informing, educating, and connecting audiences around the world. By providing timely news coverage, insightful analysis, cultural exchange, looks forward to hearing from you. Regards. First of all, salam and warm greetings to you from Tehran, Iran, to Malik Alapachayo from Pakistan. Many thanks for writing to us, IRIB English Radio. I do appreciate you for letting us know what you think about our programs, and it's really good to know that you have a positive view about our broadcast. Again, thank you for your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio, Malik Alapachayo from Pakistan. So please accept our electronic QSLS confirmation to this email. We wish you all the best, and we are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. Welcome back. So, I was saying, the holy city of Qom is the religious center of Iran and the city with the most pilgrims after Mashhad. The magnetic holy gem shining brightly at the center of this city is the shrine of Lady Fatima Masuma, peace upon her, daughter of Imam Musa Kazim, the seventh infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Lady Fatima Masume, peace upon her, is also the sister of Imam Reza, the eighth infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, Imam whose shrine is located in Mashhad. Many believers go all the way to Qom to pay homage to the innocent lady. The intricate tile work and the picture of golden dome accompanied by the azure blue and turquoise color on the minarets absorb the soul of the prayers and grants them an unbelievable level of calmness and tranquility. The shrine catches everyone's attention when it comes to architectural beauty and the staggering design of patterns. The floral motifs under the alcoves and the impressive calligraphy and inscriptions in perfect harmony with the spirit of the place mesmerize you. The different courtyards of the holy shrine reflect several decades of Iranian history and architecture. And later during the program, I will talk about these great courtyards. Now, let's see what Lu Dacheng from China says. Lu Dacheng from China says, "Dear friends at English section of IRIB Radio, hello, I am Lu Dacheng from China. I am your loyal listener. I always listen to your programs on shortwave. I know the Islamic Republic of Iran. I know it is an Islamic country. So hereby, I'd like to say Happy Ramadan to all your Muslim listeners." First of all, salam and warm greetings to you from Tehran, Iran, Lu Dacheng from China. Please accept our warm gratitudes to you for this email, and thank you very much for your Ramadan wishes to us and to all our Muslim listeners. Please write to us soon and tell us your views about our programs. An electronic QSL will soon be sent to you as confirmation to your email. So I was talking about the different courtyards of the holy shrine of Lady Fatemeh Masume, peace upon her. It has courtyard of Sahib al-Zaman. This courtyard, together with his houses, has an area of 8,000 square meters, and it has entrances on four directions. This courtyard, with its rooms together, has an area of 8,000 square meters. Its structure is designed with beautiful Quranic inscriptions written in Kufic script that attracts the interest of visitors and pilgrims to the new structure built by white cement and bricks. A beautiful pool with the new design is built in the middle of this courtyard using lightning technology. It has a nice exhibit at night. And this shrine has also Najm-e Khatun Shabistan, which is a prayer hall. This Shabistan is located at the bottom of the Imam Khomeini Shabistan with an area of 8,000 square meters. It is built with a special architectural features and is used for holding religious ceremonies. Also, during pilgrimage seasons, when the holy shrine is overcrowded, it is allocated for women. There is a level difference of about 50 centimeters high in the middle part of this Shabistan as a new design that has produced a very special effect. Also, there is Imam Khomeini Shabistan. This Shabistan or prayer hall has an area of 8,000 square meters with entrances on all four sides. There are short pillars around the Shabistan where a half floor is built on them. There are also four high pillars in the middle of this area, and a low square-shaped dome is mounted over them. On the Qibla side of the Shabistan, there is a magnificent altar that is mihrab, which displays the fine taste of Iranian architecture. Also, there is the courtyard of Imam Hadi, peace upon him, and the courtyard of Imam Reza, peace upon him. In the beautiful courtyard of Imam Reza, peace upon him, there are north, south, east, and west porches. These luxurious porches, particularly the mirror porch and the pool and the waterfront in the center of the holy courtyard with the special features, renovated in their traditional form in 2011, have multiplied the beauty of this holy site. Welcome back. And I was talking about your emails, Harald Seuss from Austria. As I said earlier in the program, has sent us a piece of email. Harald Seuss is one of our loyal listeners who says, "Dear staff, I could receive an IRIB program during my trip. I have made a reception report. Please see the attachment." If my report is correct, I would ask you if you can verify it by a QSL card. I send you and all the colleagues in your English department my best wishes, best regards. Salam and warm greetings from Tehran, Iran, to you, Harald Seuss from Austria. Thank you very much for writing to us. So please accept our EQSL as confirmation to this email. We wish you all the best, and we are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. So, dear listeners, today the shrine of our innocent Lady of Qom, Lady Fatemeh Masume, peace upon her, is the cynosure of the eyes of the faithful from all over the world. While the city of Qom has become the center of diffusion of the genuine teachings of Prophet, as bequeathed by the immaculate progeny of the Prophet, the Ahlul Bayt, peace upon them. And as tomorrow, April 1st, corresponds with the 21st of the holy month of Ramadan, I, on behalf of all IRIB English Radio staff, express my condolences to you on the martyrdom anniversary of the Commander of the Faithful and the first infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, Imam Ali, peace upon him. Dear listeners, here we've come to the end of our today's program. Many thanks for being with us. Please keep in touch with us. We wish you all the best. God bless you and goodbye.